the engines, and I want to say the CX-5 have issues, but like the rest of Mazda's lineup don't, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm rolling coal in my Mazda 3, brother.
Automotive artist and big letter connoisseur, The Backlot, joins our podcast this week on Flag Time.
Welcome, everybody, to the Flag Time Podcast, a podcast that...
It's the automotive service
podcast that talks a lot about not that. There you go. What's up, guys?
Ale. We have a guest tonight.
Hell yeah, we do. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am The Backlot. That is who I am.
The Backlot himself.
The Backlot. Also known as Mr. Lot. That's what some people call me.
You ever get called Dr. Lot?
Dr. Lot? No, I'm working on my PhD, though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, fuck
yeah. That's fucking awesome.
PhD.
I'm not doing that.
Cranking my hog.
Cranking my wiener.
Cranking my wiener.
Wiener.
So for those of you who don't know who The Backlot is, if you've ever seen that reel with the fucking Dodge Ram that's like, get out my way, that's him.
Yeah, that is mainly what I'm known for now. I also did Corvette Man a while ago, but he kind of disappeared.
Yeah. He did. Yeah,
I did see a 1977 Corvette for $5,500 today.
Ooh.
For sale.
That's,
and I was like, you know what?
Like free.
I might become Corvette Man right now.
Shit.
Speaking of 77,000
miles, and it, according to the tag, it runs good.
That's what everybody fucking says.
Runs everyone good on the Corvette in says. Quotations.
And you get
AC,
there.
AC blows cold.
And you get there, the really? AC is like kind of cold, but not really. And cylinder 3's got a dead fucking miss.
They spelled vet, V-E-T-T. No E at the end.
Yeah. Silent letters are for losers.
Now you know the car Liberal doesn't run and it's hard.
There were two different exhaust tips. They look different.
My favorite is when people put the fucking Chevrolet bow tie like shaped exhaust pipe on the fucking Corvette.
Oh, I hate that shit.
So
I see that on Silverados.
You didn't know it was a Chevy.
What the hell kind of car is this?
I mean, I guess with a Corvette, you don't really got to worry about rust on the body because it's made of fiberglass, which is neat.
Yeah,
that's true.
But everything else made out of metal has
you
gotta
worry about
rust.
The whole chassis still, because the chassis is still metal.
Yeah.
Is it aluminum, though? Is it aluminum chassis, or is it a steel chassis?
Like, I don't know. I don't fucking work on Corvettes. I'm a Honda technician.
Well, didn't you used to?
On your phone.
I've never worked on a Corvette before, actually. My boss had... Actually, that's not true. I did a couple of oil changes on like a couple of C5s, but like that's it. I've seen them. I've had them up in the air. Like I know what they look like underneath. My boss used to have a 69 Camaro, nice, with a Corvette like C6 like drivetrain underneath with the torque tube and the whole suspension deal and everything. Kind of, it's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool setup.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know too much about them. I mean, I know they're a car.
From what I've seen, all the Corvettes had a steel chassis, except for the C7. The C7 had an aluminum chassis. Actually, the C5, that doesn't show up.
I think the C8 has some pretty good fucking materials with how it's built.
The C5 had a tubular steel rail that was stiff enough where it didn't need extra bracing.
Rail, yeah.
Well, for the Patreon watchers, you'll get to see. So this right here, this poster right here was made by The Backlot, custom made.
Yeah, he makes that art.
He's got it nice and framed on his wall.
Yes.
Fuck yeah, it's fucking art, dude. Oh, you're an artist.
I feel like I should be, but I'm an artist and make the artwork.
Is that something that you've done for a while, or is that something that you picked up on recently?
Yeah. I've done it my whole life, pretty
nice.
Much.
Hell yeah.
I was a kid, like, in,
elementary school, everyone's like, can you draw this for me? Can you draw that? I do it. And then I went to art school. And then my life is now miserable because it didn't work out.
No. Certified artist moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I've always either drawing or painting. I was into oil painting for a bit, so I'm an artist first and foremost. I like cars. I'd consider myself a car guy, but that kind of came later on.
I also consider myself an oil painter because of my driveway and my cars.
There you go.
I paint my driveway in oil from my automobiles.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What kind of oil paints do you use? Shell Rotella?
Dello
15W40
Mobil 1.
Sometimes I use Royal Purple for shading.
I'm also a toilet bowl painter.
Same, brother.
I make a painting pretty much every morning.
Sometimes it's green.
Barb, check out my artwork.
Why the fuck would it be green?
I don't know.
This one kind of looks like you. This one looks like you got soft hands, brother.
You got soft hands, snowflake.
Snowflake.
85 hours a motherfucking day.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
won't take me a road trip, my roadmaster, down to the Gulf of America.
That's right. Biloxi, Mississippi. Remember, Barb got a timeshare down there.
I'm going to put my dick in the Gulf of America and piss in it.
For the record, I think that it's so fucking goddamn stupid that they named it the Gulf of America, by the way. Just letting you know.
That's
the dumbest shit ever.
I think it's funny because I like the memes that are coming from it, though.
The memes are funny. That's about it.
I'm just curious how this will affect the price of eggs.
Oh, man, they're going to go
like crazy. They're
going up.
They changed it so that we can drill in the Gulf and then make gas even cheaper.
Yeah.
Is that
just rape the earth
say?
Of all it need, all it has is fine. Fuck it. We don't need the earth.
It's the cost of doing business.
They found the dinosaur juice in the Gulf. We got a drill for it.
Dinosaur juice.
Yes.
They gotta go get
it. Have you guys seen that meme floating around that's like when God found out that the Chevy Corvette will need gasoline to run?
And it's just a brontosaurus getting obliterated by a meteor.
Absolutely fucking obliterated by the meteor.
Hell yeah.
When God figured out that the F-35 needs fuel.
I think if my school taught me right, that the actual crater that killed the dinosaurs is in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, it's part of the Yucatan Peninsula. Yes.
Yucatan Peninsula, but it extends. That's why there's a lot of cenotes in that region, which are like these big caves with water in them.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, that's cool. I want to go there. I want to go visit.
Visit what?
The Gulf of Mexico. Sorry, I'm going to only call it the name it was given at birth. Sorry.
There we go.
All right, I'll show
you. I've been to the Yucatan a couple times.
Have you been to Cancun specifically?
Yes, I have, actually.
That's the only reason to go to the Yucatan. Or drug smuggling. That's the other reason.
I guess it was there, and I was like, this is neat, I guess. And then we went to Cozumel. I've been to Cozumel like 4 fucking times.
The closest I've been to Mexico is San Diego, California.
What's that place in Arizona called? Hold on.
I've been on like 8 cruises. Phoenix? That's why I've been down there.
No, not Phoenix. More south. Tucson?
Hyundai, Tucson?
Tucson?
I've been
to Bisbee, Arizona, which is like 20 miles from the border.
I've been to Sierra Vista, Arizona.
Oh,
which is,
I drove through Arizona to get to the dam.
Dams.
The Hoover Dam.
That fucking thing is an incredible engineering marvel.
It really is.
Yeah.
When I went to do a tour there one time years ago, they fucking took away my goddamn pocket knife. And I didn't even go into the dam. I was like, okay, well, that knife is sentimental to me, so I don't want to go into this if I don't get to get that back at the end. And they're like, well, we already seized it, so you can't have it.
Damn.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry.
The Hoover, I was the like, Hoover yeah, Dam. I, fuck you, Hoover Dam Tourism Department. They wouldn't even give it back, even though I left the place without even passing through security. They just like seized it and they were like, we're keeping this. Fuck you.
The Hoover Dam is one of those things where you don't really know how big it is from the pictures until you see the fucker in person. And then you're just like, God damn.
I got a picture like I went, God damn. Like I have a picture of you can like I walked on the Hoover Dam because like we parked way the fuck up because you have to like pay for spots that are near the actual tourist part. Yep. But I like we walked across the dam and we walked like all the way back up and we saw a whole bunch of stuff. And one of the things that I took a picture of is probably one of the funniest. Hang on, I just got to fucking show you. There it is. And so in the dam, they have these giant like overfill like drain thingies. And I just had to take a picture of them because holy hole.
Look at that.
That looks like after the hot wings.
So many noises happening all at once. It was fucking awesome. It's all three of you are talking at the same time.
Everyone's using their big letters as you should. Listen, the great thing about big letters is you can pull them out whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. Big letters. I like to pull out my big letters and smack it on the table in front of everybody. The whole camera fucking moved, Eric.
It did move. Hold on. There we go. Okay.
Letter so big it shifted the whole frame.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I subscribe to that to show my friends because I have no way of showing them anything. I forgot to be funny about that.
Well, the Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of these episodes.
And you can see this.
Yeah, that
and
too.
And you can, yeah. Like, what else is on the Patreon? You need to look.
There's a lot of things. There's a lot of extra stuff, including what Sterling's talking about. There's
more stuff.
More clips. You know, starting at $3 a month, you could just see the video versions of the episode. $6 a month gets you all the bonus content, which is probably what Sterling's talking about. And $15 a month here.
You won't. No balls.
Yeah, that one. Gets you access to us saying your name on fucking the end of the episodes.
Don't you want your fucking name said on a podcast? Like, come on. Like, that's the meaning of life, honestly.
You won't, though, because you got no balls. All shaft.
Well, but everybody that subscribed does. Somehow. I don't really know.
The Flag Time Patreon. Subscribe today to see. Have you ever wanted to know what a Hot Wheels car looks like in a mini wind tunnel? What? No. Well, guess what? You're in luck, because this thing called a Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel is a real thing, and I'm not shitting you. It's a 13-inch long, actual, four-reel wind tunnel with a fan and a smoke generator that makes a surprisingly smooth laminar flow of air in the test area. You can test Hot Wheels cars, Matchbox cars, Matchboxes, your dick if it's less than 3 inches long. If you want to check it out, go to my Instagram profile, at SerratedMobius, and click the link in my bio. My discount code, Serrated10, that's SERRATED10, will take $10 off of your order of the Winzable Desktop Wind Tunnel. We're back to this episode of Flag Time. Anyway, what about, like, the Glorbs? Are those your, like, original creations, or...?
Well, I mean, they are. Are you talking about the idea or the artwork?
The idea.
The idea was, but nothing really is. Pretty much everything I've done is based on some sort of internet trend. Essentially, I saw that people were taking like wide angle shots of their cars where they just look goofy in the front. And it was kind of a big trend. So I'm like, what if I made artwork where it's like portraits of people's cars and they're distorted.
Perfect.
And a lot of people ordered them and got stickers, and there's a poster you can get.
I think I remember those. I remember those memes where it was just like, this car is really aggressive looking, and it has that like super close up one, and it's just like, ha.
And the
glow that audio fucking kills me every time. I hate it.
The
I always laugh when it comes up.
Yeah, the glorb of my E-class is right here.
So you guys are part of the Glorb Nation.
We are. We are Glorb for life.
Yeah.
I like how my E-class was right above the actual Glorb logo in the big poster that you made.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I was like, hey, hey.
They're like, that's for me.
Oh, yeah, you're right there. You're like right center in the middle. Look at that.
And where am I? Am I in that at all?
As I say, your Roadmaster should be in there.
You got your Saab. You got your Roadmaster. So they are organized by brand, if you look at it. All the Chevys are together, all the Fords, all the Miatas.
Wow, do you ever look at your tagged ones?
Wait, what?
Do you ever look at your tagged posts on Instagram?
Sometimes.
There's some scary shit in here. I get tagged in a lot of weird tags things.
Or mine.
I think Adam's tags.
Anybody's. I don't even know.
I have to look.
I don't even know how to use my goddamn phone.
The majority
I'm in a pinned post. So that works out. Hell yeah.
The majority of my tags were done by fucking EM2 Yuki.
Yeah, same.
So
yeah.
I recently learned about him because of you guys. I didn't
learned about
him. He's kind of forcing himself through the ether, honestly.
You guys are fucking lunatic.
Isn't that what everyone has to do though? Isn't that how you have to do things these days?
Just he's sheer like an
brute force.
He's an SCP at this point. Yeah. Basically what he is.
SCP-D-17.
Do not make eye contact under any circumstances.
No. Do not mention the K series around him.
Do not say that D-17 is objectively the worst engine that Honda ever made, because it's not only factual.
Right now, if you say that.
He's right behind.
Is the D-17 in the room with us?
If you look in the mirror and say D-17 three times, he appears behind you.
Yeah, right.
D-17 is bad. The D-17 is bad. The D-17 is bad. Hello, guys.
Actually,
the D-17 is a very reliable engine.
There is a Glorb where they specifically asked for the actually pointing fingers on it.
Oh, that's funny.
Like actually.
Actually.
I was about to say, was there any, when you were making those, all those different Glorbs, are there any that kind of just stand out to you?
Yeah, so there's a mini with a dunce hat on it.
I remember seeing that.
Really
one.
Looks, I really love looks that one. Goofy.
That one's funny.
And then someone has a 75 Imperial with the bullhorns on it.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh yeah. I think that guy follows me.
Let's see. I got my poster right here.
I wouldn't be surprised. Fine.
There's a M1 Abrams tank.
There is.
Hell yeah.
Interesting.
I have a section that's just the not a car section.
Not a car.
Yeah. They're all unique in their own way.
Let me, I need to find the bullhorn one. What's his Instagram?
I don't know offhand. I could get it for you. You get to a certain point where you interact with so many people, you forget everyone's name. Like I know who he is, but I can't think of the Instagram off the top of my head.
100%. Yeah.
Mercy. It's Mercury.
Lambert. Yeah. No, I was getting ready to say, like, we're in, like, all four of us are in a circle of creators that, like, the majority of everybody who follows us also follow those other people. Yeah. So,
I got to shout out UTM Trek.
Yeah.
You guys know UTM Trek?
Mm-hmm.
The Honda Beat guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honda Beat My Meat.
Boring Cars, shout out.
Boring Cars,
hell yeah.
We need to get him on the podcast too.
Frog mustard stickers.
What was that? Frog mustard stickers.
Frog mustard stickers. I fucking love their stickers.
Hell yeah.
They're so goddamn prolific.
Mad respect, because I can't, I'm not as prolific with the stickers. But I also try to keep them more PG-13. Yeah.
Okay. I don't want
like nasty stuff. At least on my stickers.
Yeah. These stickers have come up on my For You page a lot. Don't honk, I will come.
Don't honk, I will come. Lincoln Crisis Cadillac.
All driving.
Imperial.
Yeah, that's good. What's nice is the audience for the Glorbs have kind of invented their own language, which is just like misspelling words.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think stuff like that, including the big letters, which I adapted. I obviously didn't invent God bless big letters and all that. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of a way, I think, of doing an accent in type form.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah. Like, I think a lot of where I got that from was like, there's a Facebook group called A Car Club where everyone acts like boomers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people, like, I mean, boomers on Facebook type in all caps and they spell everything wrong and use like 5,000 commas every time they like want to space like words out.
Every plural has an apostrophe at the
end.
Yeah. Like big letters, apostrophe S.
Big letters is.
Yeah. Use your big letters is.
Jesus.
Get the heck out of here.
It's the capital accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like it if you can also do like the, you know, the harsh voice, it's like when you read it, you read it in that voice immediately, because if you've gotten used to that.
Exactly. Every single time I read capital letters, I just turn into like
you're like in Rome reading like Roman writing on a ancient Roman ruin, and it's because it's all caps, you're just doing it in
E pluribus unum. E pluribus unum, liberal. You know what that means? It means I go to Walmart and I go poop in the bathroom of Walmart, because every time I go poop in my own house, my wife comes in right afterward and she goes, "Oh my God, what the fuck?" And then she says, "Well, we don't even have corn in the house." I don't even know where I get corn from. Where the hell I eat corn? I need corn.
Have you been over at
here to my shit?
Have you been over at Deborah's eating corn?
I've been over at Deborah's eating more than just corn.
Oh shit, brother!
My wife left me to the goddamn Corvette, and I'm sad. I'm gonna kill myself. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a Corvette.
Fuck was that?
I have a Buick. Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. What I was going to say was, I found out about the whole cranking my hog thing. Like, I saw your posts about it, Mr. Lott. Yeah.
Mr. Lott.
Yes. Just so the listeners know who I'm talking to. But I found your posts on that the same exact time that I started to see reels of the band Bill Murray play on stage. Like at live performances, and they're doing the whole cranking my hog thing as well. So I was like, what? You're
being so hard into the microphone.
Yeah, I know.
What do you mean I'm breathing hard, literal? But you ain't never breathed a hard day in your life, you piece of shit.
So I guess my question about this is, are you a fan of the band Bill Murray?
Okay. Is that. No, because I don't know what that is.
Okay, it's spelled B-I-L-M-U-R-I.
They did a video where they're wearing like American flag polo shirts, riding lawnmowers.
Yes.
Okay. I am aware of them.
I'm
okay.
Unfamiliar.
And every now and then, someone will like either tag them or be like, "This reminds me of Bill Murray band."
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, there's a lot of stuff like that, like I'm loosely aware of. Okay. I consume so much content on a daily basis
yeah.
that my brain is completely fried.
Yeah.
So you could probably show me an image and it would trigger some sort of memory in my head, but okay. I can't like specifically be like, oh, that's this.
Literal fucking brain rot.
My brain is completely rotted.
I can't even do it.
It's too fast.
I want to hear, you know what I want to hear is fucking Kendrick Lamar doing that, because I know he can. That guy's breath control is out of this world.
Yeah.
He should put it in the song.
It's like, oh my god. But yeah, how much time do we have left on the thing? Okay.
I gotta answer some questions.
Yes, we do have questions. Over on our Patreon, our premium listeners get to ask our guests at any time questions that we cannot look over unless they are derogatory or stupid. So
we'll answer stupid questions.
Well, you know what I mean, like stuff that doesn't even relate to any kind of topic that we're talking about.
And remember, there's no stupid questions, just stupid people.
Yes. So we'll go ahead and get started with these questions, starting with premium member Police 428. Where did you get/find the idea of Glorb? Which I think we already talked about.
I think we just talked about that.
Yeah, it was basically an internet trend that I don't think anyone can really trace. Like I guess backup cameras, because those are...
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's exactly...
Those are great for making those, but I just saw... I mean, it has to do with, what's it called? Pareidolia? Like, finding faces in animate objects.
That's exactly what it is.
Basically, the front of a car, it's got a grill, which is a mouth, and then... headlights, which are eyes, so it looks like a face. Yeah,
and then it goes basically. Ah,
ah, ah, ah. Pretty straightforward there.
Yes. Premium member Cyan Lion asks, "What inspires the memes that you make? Is it real people or just concepts?"
So I assume he's talking about the big letters.
Yeah. The get out my way, I mean, like that kind of thing.
The thing is, you will see these people in real life, and they're basically just boomers.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was at it's a nice restaurant, and like the food is good, but it's like it's not a high end restaurant. And I went there on a Sunday morning just to get some eggs and salsa and whatnot. And there was a boomer couple sitting next to me, and this is like in the middle of January in New Jersey. It's cold out. So I'm wearing a hat. Everyone inside is wearing a hat. It's not a fancy restaurant. And the whole time, the guy was just complaining that people are wearing hats inside of a restaurant to his wife.
Yeah. And then that's a perfectly reasonable complaint.
But then immediately after saying that, he sneezes directly into his hand.
Oh, how considerate of him!
Exactly.
These millennials don't know respect.
These millennials.
No.
I'm not tipping. Fuck you.
I think everyone who uses their big letters and kind of creates this caricature, they're basing it off people in real life, one way or another.
Hell yeah.
Go to the next question here. Premium member Ashton Green asks, what is your favorite flavor of milkshake?
Well, there's some rules when you go to the diner with Barb. All right. Girls get vanilla, boys get chocolate. Those are gendered, so I'm going to have to say
yeah. There is only two.
Chocolate and vanilla. If you get vanilla, you might be a sissy liberal.
I'm joking.
All the other ones are fake. They're not real. Don't believe them.
Definitely doesn't exist on a spectrum.
Just shifty eyes.
Speaking of ice cream, I'm 100% believe that the Superman flavor of ice cream is fucking Play-Doh, because that's exactly what that shit fucking looks like.
Where are you getting Superman flavored ice cream?
What the fuck does Superman taste like?
I don't know, but it's that's what the label is. It just says Superman, and it's just like red, yellow, blue.
Where the fuck are you getting this ice cream from?
It's always at like the buffet. They have like, no, it's not Bussies.
What buffet? It's
Bussies.
It's a Chinese buffet. It's an all-you-can-eat buffet. And they get this whole thing. There's like fucking 18 flavors of ice cream, and it's like self-serve. And then every one of them is just like normal flavors. And then there's just this pastel-colored ice cream that's just there. And it's called Superman.
Oh, I'm not as close as you guys are, but have you considered maybe ordering like pistachio ice cream or something?
Yeah, get a normal weird flavor.
A little more something that maybe a 5-year-old wouldn't get.
So I wish they made light up shoes for adults.
Yeah, here it is.
I want light up shoes.
This fucking shit.
Super.
Does it taste like Play-Doh?
Red,
like,
is that Red 40?
I don't dare to fucking
Red
try 40.
Red 40.
What's the red coloring they make bugs out of? Isn't that Red 40?
That they make bugs out of?
No, that's a different.
They make using bugs out of bugs.
No, that's no, no. Jell-O. They use horse hooves to make Jell-O.
No. I'm talking about the red color. Food coloring that is made with literal bugs.
I'm gonna look it up. Hold on.
I think it's called carmine extract or some shit. Look it up. I mean, it'll be like first thing you find.
Yeah, it's carmine. You're correct.
Carmine. That's it.
Top notch journalism on the Flag Time podcast. Anyway, next question by previous member Forced User is, how did you start doing the 8-bits? Did the idea just pop into your brain, or was there a light bulb moment? I think that's both the same thing, but yeah.
Exactly. Literally saying the same thing twice. Yeah. Did you have an idea or did you just have an idea?
Did you have an idea, or was it a thought?
I don't know if you guys are
no thoughts.
Norm MacDonald fans at all, maybe.
I've heard of Norm MacDonald, yeah.
MacDonald had a farm.
But he had a bit where he would ask any creative person on his podcast that he had in like back in like 2011. He would basically go, "Where do you get your ideas from?"
It's like when they ask Tyler the Creator, when Tyler the Creator is like, if you tell me who inspires me, I'm gonna smack the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's your girlfriend looked like my mom.
So you respond, where do you get your ideas from? I don't know. I mean I had done like full side view pixel cars. I thought the three quarter view could be interesting. It's supposed to feel like a classic 8-bit arcade game.
Yeah.
I just thought it would be cool.
It is cool. 100%.
It's fucking awesome. I love it.
Thank you. It's
fucking fantastic.
Thank you.
Fucking cool.
I got to redo the first one I did, because that's actually where it came from, is I wanted to do a Buick Roadmaster with the wood paneling in that art style. But the first one I had done, I didn't realize the resolution was too low, because when you make smaller cars, I try to make them all proportionate. So the length of the car, so there just wasn't enough information for smaller cars after that. So I got to kind of reformat the Buick Roadmaster.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I thought it'd be cool. That's about it.
Let's see. Premium member MacDonald Borger asks, best hog for cranking.
Hamburger.
best
hog for cranking.
Yeah. Oh, geez, man. I'm going to say a mini bike.
Oh, yeah.
A pit bike. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. My dad was...
Any mini bike.
My dad was an Air Force combat controller. And he rode like 1,000cc sport bikes on racetracks, rode 6-cylinder cruisers everywhere he went. He got a pit bike and said it was the scariest thing he had ever ridden in his life.
I ride a pit bike so the neighbors can see me crank it all the way down the street.
I wish that picked up more. Oh my god. Jamie BH911 asks, if asbestos was legalized, what would your next campaign be for?
Weirdly enough, it actually is legal. It's never actually been made illegal.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's just, it just like goes against code for modern buildings, I think, but it's not illegal.
Yeah,
put the asbestos in the hash browns and McDonald's again.
That's what asbestos is.
It's hash browns. Hash browns.
Yeah, this is the best hash brown I ever had. It's called a hashbestos.
It makes your throat itchy for like 3 months after you eat it, but it's great.
He's fucking dying. Man, I saw some fucking reel on Instagram that was saying that the potatoes that they use to make McDonald's fries and hash browns are sprayed with a chemical that takes like 2 weeks or 6 weeks to off gas.
No,
and they're inedible. Yeah, because they spray them and they don't even go out on the field to harvest them for 6 weeks.
They spray them because that specific kind of potato attracts this mite. And when the mites get to the potato, you get all the little brown, they get like little brown spots on the potato, and McDonald's doesn't want that. So
they bleach them basically.
They gas the fucking potato so that the mites can't possibly fucking live in that area at all. So the potatoes are all nice. So you gotta fucking defumigate all the fucking potatoes before you eat them.
So that that aerodynamics thing you got, I forget the name of it.
Yeah, the Winsible.
Is that like a collaboration you did with that company, or you, oh, no, you just I'm bought an, it?
I'm an affiliate for them, so I make money off of people who buy it using my link.
Gotcha.
So they give me a 10%
Think about it. I think it'd be funny to put like do like funny content with that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they'd be down, but
they were down with what I made, so they just basically they sent this thing in the mail, and they were basically just like, "Hey, go crazy." So, like,
I get people reach out. I'm not even gonna say their brand, but I get a few brands that reach out, but I don't like their products or trust them.
Oh yeah, I reached out to them, like they were doing this whole like. Okay. We're looking for influencers to like share our product. And I was like, I have a lot of followers. Can I have one, please?
Yeah, made that.
I was going to buy one myself anyway. Like when they said that they were looking for influencers, I was like, I could get this shit for free. Are you shitting me? So,
are you shitting me?
Yeah,
bro. I want to get, do your best beer.
But yeah.
That's great.
Just add syllables.
But yeah.
A beer so heavy you're out of breath afterwards.
You gotta do it so your lips bounce. Oh, I spit all over my microphone.
Really? I would have never known.
What?
Premium member Kyle Olson 25 asks, what's your dream car and what how did you type this? What's your dream car, basically?
I don't know what that says.
The one car that I really want, it's a 1973 Trans Am 455
Ooh.
SD
Ooh.
In Brewster Green.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good
car.
That's a
right
cool
before the gas
car.
Crisis, but it's got the big chicken on the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Brewster Green. Because as much as I make fun of boomers and their Chevelles and whatnot, I love American cars and I love land yachts. Mm-hmm. Unironically, I think they're the coolest cars ever made. Even if they're a little
pretty fucking sick,
impractical.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of why I like them. It's just pure excess.
Fucking Lincoln make the Mark hood. V with a 7-foot hood.
Have you ever heard of the Firebird Formula Turbo?
The like 79, 80?
80.
Yeah, I have.
That is a fucking cool car. There was a T-top one at Radwood when I went there. I got some pictures of it, but it was, you know, the big chicken on the hood. It's the one with the four square headlights.
Yeah.
And It's got a fucking like turbo 350 in it, like literally a turbocharged 350.
It's got a little light on the hood that tells you your turbo levels, which are low, medium, and high.
You got boost.
Boost goes.
It is a carbureted 4.9 liter V8.
It's a 305.
Yeah. It's a 301.
A 301.
301 Pontiac motor. That's a cool fucking car.
They also did the horsepower. They made a turbo Corvette at the same time.
Those are probably pretty fucking rare.
They're all rare, brother.
Yeah. Some are rarer than others.
How much power did the fucking turbo tram?
Not a lot.
Probably like
210.
205. A fucking Fox body makes more than that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was a rough time. That was when they had to dip into their marketing department.
6 years later, you could have got a Mustang GT with 225 horsepower. That was NA and a 5.0. Well, 4.995 or whatever the fuck it actually is.
Yeah.
We need a BX count on this fucking on this episode.
What the fuck was that? Did that out of that fucking left field. That's the most
ADHD thing I've ever seen in my life.
Holy fuck.
Well, I do have ADHDs.
That's why I said that.
Oh.
If you want to know what Sterling did, the clip of what just happened is on the Instagram at Flag Time Podcast. Anyway, back to the episode now. That's going to be the clip for the fucking
It reminds
episode.
Me of that. You ever see that video of that drunk Slavic guy who's getting interviewed and he just takes a mouthful out of his
mouth? He's just like, what's the meaning of life? Like, oh!
I can't do that with this microphone. I used to do it with the old one, though, but that was the reason why I did that. It was because of that clip.
Sterling, why'd you take the condom off?
So I could dry my spit off of it.
He circumcised the mic.
Put it in.
Jesus Christ.
Put it in sandpaper.
Premium member Meat Butted Japanese asks, what would you consider to be the worst car to glorb?
That's an interesting question.
Is that even a possibility? Is there even a worse car to glorb?
Well, there's worse in the sense that it just took me a long time. Mm-hmm. But the problem I was running into is some people didn't understand that I need a reference photo to make it. Because
what do you mean you can't just draw that?
Right. There are no images. There are no images online of your specific car at a wide angle.
Yeah.
So I think the worst ones were the people who didn't get that concept. But at the same time, I find them all, they're all unique. They're all even the ones where maybe they could have gotten a better reference photo, they still look goofy. So I would say there's no such thing as the worst glorb. They're all special to me.
Yeah, I do like looking at all the different glorbs, how you can tell how close the camera is actually to the car when they took the picture.
Oh yeah, no, because some of them where they're taking it like from higher up.
Yep,
it's a completely different look. Like there's a look at the Ford Focuses because they're all different angles. It's just each one is unique. And that's why I had a few people who were like,
I dropped it.
Oh, you've already done this. You've already done this generation of this car. Can you just change the colors? And I'm like, it's unique to your car. So it's unique to the photo that you take.
Like, I love the angle of the one that you did for my car. Cause like the windshield is just so tiny up there.
Just like boop.
Completely dwarfed by the fucking like, hood ornament.
I
have a picture of my old Insight, the one I used to have at an autocross day. I took this picture in 2019.
Oh my god.
That car is gonna be a perfect glorb car because it's just such a funny looking guy.
Have some? It looks like he's like asking for something.
You're right.
He looks. Well, he's got a little. It's got like a like the front like little grill is like that thin but and like that wide, and it's got like opening, so it looks like it's like when you like look at it like head on.
Yeah.
Rip to the audio listeners. But I'm using visual aids here.
For all the like square body trucks or like big boxy 70s cars, the only thing they really have is the fact that the windshield is really small because the front is completely flat. Yeah. So it's that, and then either like the headlight housing in perspective gets kind of distorted.
Mm-hmm.
Because like otherwise they don't really work very well because it's a flat space in the front.
Yeah. All right. Wait. Let's go to the next question here. Premium member Masonite. Premium member Masonite 500. Masonite
500 Mason.
Shut the fuck up, Sterling. They ask, what was your first vehicle and what did you think of it?
My first vehicle was a 2010 Mazda 3 that my grandparents gave to me for my 17th birthday. And sick. I wasn't even really into cars then. Like I got into cars because I started driving. I mean, I've always loved machines and vehicles, but I wasn't like a car guy really. And I knew I was a car guy because it was used, but there were several to choose from. So it was either the 2.0 liter in line 4, and the sales guy was like, "Oh, it's got a not Starlink. It's got some bullshit thing that
OnStar,
or you could." Yeah, it was some Mazda thing. I didn't understand it.
Right.
Sky Active? Or you can get
Sky Active.
Did they do Sky Active in 2011?
They must have, because he was trying to push that. So either that or or the 2.5, and I'm like, I want the bigger motor.
Boulder.
Yeah, that was my first car. It was a good car. Got a lot of Mazda 3 people. Mm-hmm. Not even Speed 3 people, just Mazda 3.
Mazda. Sky Active technology is pretty cool because it's like super, super high compression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wanted the big block 2.5.
I need to confirm this because I think
there's
the Sky
no replacement for displacement.
When you're doing, I think the Sky Actives are so high compression that it'll diesel at some point for like fuel efficiency, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting.
I could be misremembering.
My inside burns 25-1 when it goes into lean burn efficiency mode.
Premium member Spencer Delfo asks, what was the most surprising vehicle you've glorbed, like most bizarre or outlandish?
A lot of glorb people. Interesting.
Glorb nation, dude.
Hell yeah. They're a tight knit community.
2.5 also had jackets, actually.
Maybe not the one that I got. I don't know.
He is too old.
Yeah. So I did, someone did a Ford stock car, like a dirt stock car.
Oh,
like hell yeah.
I don't know why, but I think they actually work on that team. So it was like part of their racing team.
That's cool.
And I think if I remember correctly, they put the Glorb sticker on the stock car itself.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what team that is off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head. I know it's like a local, more of a local track. I can find out.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head because, again, my brain is fried.
I gotcha.
But I'd be able to find out.
Okay. We'll go to the next one here. Tagarung, premium member Tagarung asks, V8 or Turbo 4 in a for fun, quote, car?
What do you think, brother?
For fun car. It depends on the car, I guess.
Depends on the displacement.
But I'm going to have to say LS swap it, brother.
Yeah. Six liter turbo inline 4.
Okay, I was I was partially correct. The Skyactiv X motors diesel gasoline. With
that's
compression.
Insane.
The regular ones just do really high compression. This one's fucking.
So don't put 87 in it. Got it. Okay.
I used to have a 86 Ford F-150 that would diesel so bad you could put it in gear and drive it.
I turned the car off, but it's still going. I don't know what the fuck to do about it.
Let's go to the store.
It does such high compression that you can run on 30-1 in air fuel ratio.
Christ.
Jesus. That's crazy. Fucking, I know. The pistons and the fucking oxygen sensors in the cat are like.
they're probably screaming because people are probably not putting. The higher quality gasoline.
Yeah, they're pretty regular in it and wondering why. Why does this engine suck? Like,
it's like, only
why
the
is my car poop.
The engines, and I want to say the CX-5 have issues, but like the rest of Mazda's lineup don't, which is weird.
Yeah, I'm rolling coal in my Mazda 3, brother.
Yeah.
There was a 2011.
Gonna shit on these sissy liberals
with my fucking Mazda 3.
I had a
first gen Mazda 3 when I crashed the new age.
I didn't.
This dude's asking a literal like car question.
Uh-oh.
What?
I won't know the answer.
Chrysler Connection, but on Patreon, asks, best daily under $5,000. I work for a dealership and can buy trade-ins at their trade value. I like something either rear-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, and all I care about is reliability. Luxuries, of course, are more than welcome, but not necessary.
1992 Honda Civic.
That's not rear-wheel drive.
I will say this. I mean, you can do Honda Civic or Toyota Corolla, but those are boring. You got to get yourself a Crown Victoria, which is what I drive.
Yeah, actually, yes. Get yourself a Crown
Victoria. Any Panther platform.
You want to go 400,000 miles, it'll fucking do it with its eyes closed.
And that's why I got it. Now, it's not great for gas mileage, but it's not terrible either. It's like 22.
It's a fucking 4.62 valve. It's not supposed to get good gas mileage.
They're not actually that bad. I had a 97 and it would get like 22 miles a gallon on the highway.
So my car
it's not terrible. But if gas mileage is a big concern, then maybe not. But
yeah, don't get a car if you want.
But beyond that, I mean, I think it's great because it lasts forever. It's reliable. And it's like one of the last body-on-frame rear-wheel drive V8s you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
The car you can jump, and like it'll be fine.
Yeah, and Pete, I mean,
to do it.
If you're not used to loose steering, like on a big American car, it's gonna feel loose. But it does take corners pretty well. Like if you lock into a corner and hold the wheel, it'll turn. So I've had a 02 Crown Victoria LX for civilian model shifter on the floor, leather seats. It has treated me very well, and I love it.
Hell yeah!
I did my driver's test in a Crown Vic.
If you look hard at, well, if you look for an 08 and up, an 08 and up has a rack and pinion steering, a Watts link suspension in the rear, I believe a limited slip.
There he is.
What?
Hello? Oh, hello? Everything froze for a second.
You just disappeared from the window here. He's like, I
disconnected to see if that would. Anyway,
carry on.
Yeah, 08 and up is the one to get, but you're probably gonna spend about $5,000 for it, which is about you wanted. Yeah,
that's how
we get it. Or find like a Lincoln Town Car or a Mercury Mark.
Yeah, any Panther body.
Yeah.
Besides everyone wants the Marauder, but that's good.
Marauders are so expensive though, and it is the coolest. It has the Cobra engine with 305 horsepowers, and it's got it comes with a fucking leather jacket. Like a fucking bomber jacket that's made out of like patchwork leather.
That's what I wear to pick my son up for the weekend.
And I got beat his ass.
It doesn't get me another beer.
I did my driver's test in a Crown Victoria, and the only thing that the instructor said after my driving test was, do not accelerate out of the corner. And I was like, I'm not right, listening then. To you ever. So
that reminds me. You can fit a Honda Grom in the trunk of a Crown Vic.
Yeah,
probably. That reminded me. I just found a new thing that on the road that pisses me off more than anything else.
How did that remind you of that?
Because it involves accelerating off of a corner or on a monorail. Oh,
okay.
So the thing that pisses me off the most right now are Tesla drivers that just creep as slow as possible when they come off of a corner or going onto an on-ramp. It's like you've got the you got the quickest car within 10 miles and you're creeping.
They're afraid it's going to flip over. I guarantee you that that's the reason why. Anytime they come across the corner, they're like, oh, if I take this corner too hard, I'm going to roll.
You know, I'm talking about when they're stopped. They go and like their light turns green. We all go thing and they're just going slow. It's like step on the fucking pedal and move.
It's like, I know for a fact that your car can go faster than that.
Shit, the 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Fucking use it.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
No.
Around here, they do use it. It's almost like.
Not down here, and I gotta blow by him in my fucking two valve.
You'll see a Tesla driver just like in lane, like, you know, 3-lane traffic. You see them accelerate within the lane, and you know they're just sitting there like,
yeah, exactly.
Poop car from the butt factory.
You can cut off a Tesla, and it'll auto hit the brakes,
man.
Mm.
So, well, I mean, do you guys see Cybertrucks? I know
all the time here. Yeah.
I literally flip off out the window every single Cybertruck I see now. Like, fuck you. I read a Jalopnik article this morning that said that some dude is trying to get a law passed for people who hate Tesla Cybertrucks. I gotta find it. Fuck, hang on. This is the dumbest shit I've ever fucking seen in my life. Like, and it just shows how conceited Tesla owners are.
Why spend 6 figures on a Cybertruck when you could just get the Hummer EV? It's like an infinitely fucking cooler vehicle.
Or you could just not get a stupid fucking electric truck.
There's a guy who owns a Cybertruck in the Frederick, Maryland area, and he drives it like he knows that no one will try and get in front of him because he can just run people over with it.
He can't, though, because the Tesla will auto-brake.
Here it is.
And not let you do that.
Cybertruck owner wants Congress to make being mean to Tesla owners a hate crime.
Can I call that person the F word? That kind of seems...
Fuck you. Kill yourself.
Am I wrong? That kind of seems
don't
like...
Don't say it. Don't say it. No.
Say what? That's like
the F word.
No.
Frig.
Yeah, that one. That was okay.
Don't say any slurs. We appreciate
that. You can't stop me.
That's probably the most low testosterone thing I've ever heard in my entire life, if I'm being honest.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong about that.
Stop being mean to the car I drive. I'm going to get a law passed so you can't.
Why don't you sell it?
Yeah, why don't
you? No one will be mean to you anymore.
Yeah.
Why don't you just not be a bitch, and then people that are mean won't matter.
They'd be like, yeah, I don't like Elon Musk either.
You should unprompted say that to a Cybertruck owner. Hey, have you ever considered not being a fucking bitch?
No, they haven't, because they're incapable of that.
Okay.
Match is twisted too hard.
We got the last Patreon question here. 2004 Volkswagen Polo asks opinions on the SN95.
That's phenomenal. What do you mean?
He didn't ask you.
Fucking drive one.
They seem cool, and I know the if it's not the 5.0, they have the same 4.6
2.0 4.6
HC that the Crown Vic has. So
I do like the
facelift, like the Terminator Mustangs. Are those also still SN95s?
The New Edge.
It's technically an SN95, but everybody calls it the New Edge.
The
difference between the SN95s with the 4.6 and the New Edges with the 4.6 is the New Edges with the 4.6 have new heads that flow better.
Aren't they PI heads?
Yeah, the New Edge ones are PI heads, and the old ones don't have the PI heads, but you can put the PI heads on the old ones because it's the same fucking motor.
Yeah, hey Ford guys, it doesn't stand for police interceptor. Stands for power improved. Stop, stop, stop like, that.
There's such
everyone
a
in every forum.
And if you power really improved. Want to, if you really want to, you can drop $4,500 on a set of Trick Flow heads and cams and just make a lot more power in it.
Or you just port the absolute dog shit out of the stock ones and regrind the fucking stock cams.
The PI, I think the Trick Flow heads flow better still than ported heads.
Like better? They're fucking like $1 billion.
Yeah, they're expensive. I almost don't want to put Trick Flow heads on my car when I build it. But then again, it's like it's a lot of power. I'm just leaving on the table if I don't do that.
Stock ported heads, turbocharger. That's all you need.
No, you gotta put a blower on it.
No.
Don't turbo the two valve. Don't turbo it. You gotta put a Kenny
the baby.
You gotta put a Kenny Bell supercharger on the 4.6.
Kick the baby. Yeah. No, kick the
don't
baby.
Kick the goddamn baby.
Isn't that the pilot? Wasn't that the pilot of South Park?
Yeah.
Like 1995.
Yeah.
Shit.
But the thing with those cars, SN95, Catfish Camaro, even the WS6, is they look bad. I mean, they look cool. But any car from the 90s, I don't know if there's going to be a time where they actually look cool the way, like, now we're like, oh, 80s cars, you know, like, that's cool now. I don't think there's ever going to be a point where they look anything besides like wet turds.
Yeah. I think they look
lump good. Car.
Mm-hmm.
They just look like a wet poop.
The Trans Am
1998 Ford Taurus.
Yeah.
The Trans Ams look fucking weird when they don't have the Ram Air hood.
Yeah.
That's kind of true. They kind of just like
it's like, what the fuck is that? And then it's like, oh, that's a Trans Am without the Ram Air hood. If you have a Trans Am without the Ram Air hood, just put a Ram Air hood on it. It looks infinitely better. Even if it's not functional, just put it on.
Do it.
Nostrils.
Do it.
I mean technically, you need the spoiler, the double spoiler, too.
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. And the little double exhaust pipe.
Just rice it the fuck out.
Even if it's a 3800, the best engine ever created.
The best goddamn most reliable fucking motor that GM has ever made.
I did have a 01 Chevy Monte Carlo SS with the 3800.
Hey. It just started pouring rain out of fucking nowhere for some reason.
Nice.
Texas.
Yeah, my first car was a 2000 Monte Carlo SS.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
That's a
fucking NASCAR, NASCAR.
They have pretty good torque. Like, if you hit the gas, it pushes you back.
It was all right. The only problem is it had body roll like a fucking tugboat. So you just turn, it's like, wah. So,
like a boat in the water.
That's an American car right there, bro.
We had a Buick with the supercharged 3.8 in the shop 2 days ago.
Those things kind of fuck.
They do.
They kind of fuck hard.
Was it a Regal GS? Yeah.
Well, I think it's think that's what it is. The customer had a cold air intake on it, so it fucking you got the blower whine when you fucking
hell yeah. That's fucking awesome.
It sounded like a baby Terminator. It was fucking awesome.
Oh, baby Hellcat. Oh, you're so cute, little baby. Oh, little baby.
He did a fucking rip down the street when he left the shop, and you could hear it. Just going down the road. It was really funny. It wasn't very loud, but you could hear it still.
That's funny. Thank you for your questions, premium members on our Patreon. If you want to go participate in that, go do the premium tier on our Patreon. $15 a month. Anyway, we go to the Instagram page now. We'll start with the Instagram questions over on our Instagram page at Flagtime Podcast on Instagram.
What's the Instagram?
Yeah, Flagtime Podcast. And
what's the name of this podcast?
Flagtime Podcast.
What's the Instagram?
Flagtime Podcast.
What's the Patreon?
How do I join God.
The Patreon? How do you spell it? Can you
explain how to join
in 2001 in September, there was a terrorist attack on two buildings in America, and it ruined the whole world afterwards because America president was like, I'm going to use fear-mongering to scare everyone into voting for me so I can... Anyway, never mind.
That's a lie. It wasn't actually 747s. I threw a paper airplane by accident.
It was 767s. Anyway, the first response on our Instagram page at Flagtime Podcast is by Bread Unslicer.
And he says, can you uncircumcise my circumcision?
Is your dick a loaf of bread? Like,
you want that back?
Maybe. Yeah, I want it back. Do you know what I mean? Nerves I lost.
No.
On that day.
Bread Unslicer asks, what sticker are on your personal car?
So, I don't have any of my own stickers on my personal car.
More skins, more wins. But sorry.
I have a Glorb sticker of my car. And I have I made a personalized transfer sticker that says locally tolerated versus locally hated.
That's funny.
I hate that sticker. It's always on like a Volkswagen Jetta too.
And it's always a bone stock Jetta too.
And it's always like, somebody you have no idea who it is.
Or a Kia. Yeah. Or like some fucking dumbass in a Kia with spray painted taillights.
It's got steelies, but there's one hubcap missing on one of the wheels.
Locally hated.
Honda, yeah. Honda Accord.
Kill yourself.
Slammed Honda Accord.
Don't do that.
I mean, if you put locally hated on a Tesla, it would be a factual statement.
Depending on where you are. Well, I mean, the people who buy Teslas don't like Teslas anymore, so.
It's almost like they're figuring out that they're bad cars.
Oh man.
They're not terrible. It's just the guy that makes them is bad.
I mean, the interior is like is.
Well, yeah, they're kind of crazy. They're bad.
Instagram user Easy Moore asks, would a Canadian say bien eh or bien?
Bien.
Bien.
Bien. I think they'd say. Oh yeah, bjud.
Oh yeah, bjud.
Oh yeah, bjud.
Yeah, bjud. Bjuddy.
Oh yeah, bjud.
Oh, that's fucking great. Gary Garrison 11 asks, "What's your favorite card from any video game?"
I don't know. I actually don't play a lot of video games because, well, what do you think? Favorite card from. Because like Forza, I play Forza. I don't associate any specific cars with that game.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just named the car, it'd be named. Like, is he talking about like a fictional car?
No, or? I think. Well, I mean, for example, for me in Forza, one of my favorite cars to drive was the Lotus 211. So that car always comes to mind. So I just enjoy driving that one. Is there one that you just enjoy driving that you just always go to?
So my friends and I are I actually got it. I have a 360 that I got to get hooked up so we can play Forza 4, not Horizon, Forza Motorsport 4, because we used to play that. And we used to RB swap a Nissan Silvia and make it all wheel drive. And it was like the fastest car in the game.
That'd be a fucking hella cool build. I mean, that exists. Because
that was back when, like now Forza Horizon, you can add pretty much any engine to any car. In Forza 4, you had to add an engine from the automaker. So it was like every Nissan you could add the what was it the RB26 I think the R34 engine. You could add that to any Nissan. So yeah, S13 Silvia with RB swapped all wheel drive.
twin turbo, I guess, if I had to had to pick.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's fucking awesome.
Hell yeah, brother.
Kyle Olson 25 says, Barb still on that monkey business or not? Yeah.
I don't know what Barb been up to. She ain't talked to me lately. But I assume she's on that monkey business.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to assume.
Instagram user Newman Timmy asks, Joe, many liberals does it take to change a log by bulb? None. They're too busy.
Five question marks there.
Well, I think he answered his own question. Yeah.
He put five question marks at the end of it, so I don't
know. Many liberal gonna take change a log by bulb? No, they're too busy deciding their gender. Their pronouns. That
the continuation of the fucking Instagram user Farzianin with four N's asks, Big block and chibi, God bless her, hell yeah.
I do love how much I am known specifically for that. I think it's great. I love it. It's
I love that.
It's very fun. Very fun.
I love how the fucking this is such a clear cut of the Patreon questions. They're just like normal questions.
And the Instagram questions are just like shit, pant, and fuck.
Big block Chevy, shit, my pants.
Big block Chevy.
Well, I mean, we do have Vubula says super Wienor, and Flag Time Memes says not Wienor. So it's like
Wienor.
Schrodinger's Wienor.
Oh, man. TreeSpike323 asks, if you had to pick one vehicle and it's only a Chevy vehicle, what would you pick?
I think I'd pick a Chevy. Roadmaster, wagon. Or a Chevy Caprice wagon, yes.
No, but the response is Buick Roadmaster. No, the obvious answer is 1970 Chevelle 454 SS.
Ooh, yeah.
Holden Commodore.
It's a replica. It was actually a Malibu.
Malibu. Ah, gosh.
And I only drive it once a week to Cars and Coffee, and I sit on my fold-out chair. And I don't put it on Facebook
Marketplace for $54,000 because my wife said I had to sell it.
I'd pick a 2025 Corvette C8. That's what I would pick. Yeah,
what I would actually pick is a Caprice PPV because that is technically a Chevy. Mm.
It is technically a Chevy.
Can't spell PPV without PP.
Well, those had a 6.0
PP vagina.
Penis vagina. That's what it stands for. Liberal.
I would pick a 2018 Holden Commodore.
I have a buddy with a PPV. He's got a LSA cam in it, and that thing fucking gets down. That is a fast car.
Oh yeah. And those have I think when they're idling, only half the cylinders fire, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called, but
I think, I think when they idle, they don't do that. But when you're, they have a cylinder on demand system. Most people delete it because it fucking breaks.
It's almost like it's grenading the current motors right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like GM engines are just fucking exploding left and right because they can't
because they had to make the lifters deactivate for the cylinder deactivation and just not shut off the fuel and spark and make it simple for some fucking goddamn reason. Oh, we gotta make the lifters for the cam shut off. And then they
gotta break the camshaft in half.
And then they seize and it grenades the motor.
I don't know why everyone just doesn't make like a VTEC copy at this point. Like, I don't know if there are just so many fucking patents on VTEC, like Honda's VTEC.
There's probably a big reason why nobody else makes a VTEC type motor.
It's probably because of patents, but it's literally the best variable valve timing and system that is in any vehicle. It is the best one.
I don't know. The VVT system in the 5.0s is pretty fucking good.
Yeah, but I mean, it eventually, like, I mean, you cannot change the oil in a fucking 2001 Honda Accord ever, and you'll just, oh shit, the oil light came on, flush the oil out, put new oil in, and it's fucking fine.
It's true.
Coyotes alerted, don't do that.
Alerted
no, tech but coyotes guy. Make a fucking metric shit ton of horsepower under boost.
Hey, listen up, snowflakes. We got to answer all these freaking questions tonight.
Get your fucking ass on track, liberal.
I got alerted. An 85-hour shift at the ball crushing factory. Starts at 4 a.m.
85 hours a motherfucking day.
You got soft hands. All right. Next question.
Alerted Tech 9 asks, do it jiggle?
Who is he asking that question?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Who is he asking?
I don't know.
Who is he asking?
No comment. Yeah. I think he's asking me. That's one of those zoomers.
I love how loud that silence was. That was great.
That's a Zoomer comment.
Yes, it is.
I believe it's a Coomer comment, actually.
A Gooner?
Yeah. I said Coomer, but yeah.
Instagram user Space Bees asks, would you rather have...
Not the bees!
Sorry.
Would you rather have unlimited Wienor but no Vroom, or Vroom unlimited Vroom but no Vroom?
What?
What?
That's literally what they typed.
Can I have whatever the fuck that guy is smoking?
So unlimited wiener implies that it's an infinite length.
Yes.
Would that just be
wiener, just then? Like I said.
You couldn't have a job. Like,
would I saw the Earth in half if I just like leaned over?
You would cause the next ice age.
You roll over in your sleep, full kickstand, saws the moon in half.
Well, I mean, like, if you think about it, I remember reading, I don't know exactly where, but I remember reading that the signals from your nerves go almost like 200 miles an hour to your brain. Mm-hmm. If your dick is the length of the Daytona backstretch, it's going to take a really long fucking time for you to figure out that somebody stepped on your dick.
Be like,
all the way.
You're just like 87 years old and you just start screaming profusely.
So you're telling me I can.
Let's tell me our grandpa today.
Oh, yeah.
Telling me I can fucking dump somebody and then feel it 2 hours later. That's amazing.
All right.
We'll do this last Instagram question because the rest of them are just variations of Wienor.
God bless
Wienor, 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 Wienor.
Yes. Where the fuck did it go? Okay. Daniel Henry 1224 asks, what is your favorite meme out of everything that you've created? What is your favorite, basically?
That I've created.
Yes.
Jeez.
I gotta.
Oh, jeez, Rick. God damn it.
You know, my favorite, I didn't create it. Pixie did.
I did.
Oh.
So you won the Haas chat on Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Let me, hold on. I want to read it word for word. About that.
Brother, every day is Groundhog Day when your hog is this long.
Groundhog.
That is the best one, but I didn't come up with that. Pixie did, so.
I totally forgot I said that.
You forget you say a lot of things.
I got so much blood going to my hog, I forget things because it doesn't get in the brain.
But I would say get out my way. Hopefully I can top it at some point, but that was kind of my magnum opus.
Dude, I had so many people, like, I was yelling at people in the comment section of that fucking video.
it was a little controversial, but
yeah.
Some people got it, some people didn't. What's interesting about that one is that meme has been done to death, like the lifted Dodge Ram
riding, tailgating people in the left lane.
People still buy them too.
Yeah. So, but I was inspired by an actual guy driving. I think it was actually like a lifted, like square body Chevy. I don't quite remember, but he was driving so insanely. Like he had somewhere to be. He almost got in an accident. He ran a red light. And that phrase, get out my way, liberal, just like popped into my head when I saw this guy driving on the highway.
L-I-B-R-U-L.
Liberal. Well,
clearly he's driving.
L-I-B-R-U-L.
So I don't know. I just
he's in such a hurry because he's got to go kiss his dad.
He's got to go kiss his dad on the lift.
Got to go kiss his dad on the lift.
After his 85-hour shift at the ball crushing factory.
Wiener crushing factory.
It's exactly what it is.
Oh.
So, yeah, I would say, unironically, that is my magnum opus.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, bro.
We're just reduced to noises now.
It's pretty much what it is. Yeah,
return to monkey.
Fuck.
I mean that's kind of all you can say now. Like, there's nothing you could say that has any significant meaning. It's just cursed images and noises.
Yeah,
because they speak louder than words. JD Vance memes. Have you guys been seeing those?
Yes, everywhere.
Yeah,
that is what we've all been reduced to. But I mean,
my content is basically just me screaming and hitting shit with a hammer now. So, like,
yeah,
855 P poop.
I had to fucking save that one.
I was driving to work, dude. Like, oh my
no
god,
no fucking way.
I've probably made the reel that this is in by now. By the time this
Wonder how many people called that, dude.
Dude, I have no idea.
You need to put that as the first clip.
Yeah, that's going to be the first clip, and then it's just going to be me hitting shit with a hammer afterwards, just to throw people off. But it's like, I don't know if you saw that, Nick, but I was driving to work last week, and I come across this, like, I assume a septic tank truck, because on the back of it, it had the company name, which was Tushy's Portable Toilets. And the number to call them, I shit you not,
no pun intended,
is 855-P-POOP.
Hell yeah, bro.
I'm not fucking kidding. That's the actual number that was on the
back of the truck. It's easy to remember. I mean, that's good marketing.
It's ingrained into my fucking head now.
Genius marketing.
I was hallucinating on the way into work. I was like,
100-538 Empire today.
It's your money. Use it when you need it.
No.
JG Wentworth.
I have a structured settlement. All right.
Called J.G. Wentworth. There's a great one in New Jersey. It's a dump truck filled with some sort of gravel, and on the back, covered in soot and dust, is just a lingerie ad on the dump truck.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting is a good way to describe it. But I think that's America right there. It's a dump truck filled with some sort of dust with a lingerie ad on the back.
It's the ashes of Meemaw in that truck. She was 800,000 pounds.
And there's a fucking liar driving the fucking whole thing.
Holy fuck.
Anyway.
I think that's a good spot to end, unless you guys got more shit you want to say.
Nope. 855 pee poop.
That's a pretty good one.
Well, I got one more thing to say.
Okay.
Beer.
we should do your best beer.
I've done it, but I'll do it again. But yeah.
Yeah, really? So that's all you get.
did it once, I'll do it again.
My throat's a little dry. Yeah.
It kind of cut out halfway through.
I hate that it does that.
It cut out my little letters.
Liberal microphone, stop my beer from hearing.
Tuvon throat singing.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Yeah,
I can kind of do that.
Mongolian throat singing.
Throat singing.
Yeah, I can't do it. Well, that was this episode of the Flag Time Podcast, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that this is what we've all been reduced to.
Yeah.
Just beer. Always just beer. Just beer.
Nearly beer. Every episode gets reduced to this point at right now.
But thank you guys for having me on.
Oh, yeah, dude. Really this was awesome, man.
Fun.
This was probably the funniest episode of the season so far.
Yeah, so. I hope so. I try my best.
Oh my god! But yeah, where can people find you on social media?
So the backlot, 2 underscores between each letter on Instagram, and if you want to buy some silly stickers or T-shirts, tblcentral.com.
You have a website,
and you can get crazy. Glorbs. I do have a website. You can get Glorbs there as well. We're still doing Glorbs. You can get us. You can turn your car's silly little face into a digital design that you can make a profile picture, and you can also get a little sticker like you've seen earlier in the podcast.
Fuck yeah!
And like the posters, like Serrated has in his background, just message me. I don't have that on the website, so just message me if you're interested in that. We can work something out.
Aggressive glory.
Get out of the way.
I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, well, thank you for listening to this episode of Flag Time, everybody. We're renames and posts. Patreon.com/Flag Time Podcast is where you can see the video version of this episode. And we want to thank our premium members over on the Patreon for giving us way too much money. 2004 Volkswagen Polo, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Big Blue Caddy, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newby, Dog Milk 53, Eli Hip, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kyle Olson 25, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna Cat Eye, Love Joe Bacon, McDonald Borger, Masonite 500, Mississippi King, Moderately Cool Guy, Mopar 1966, Nathan, Nick Toomey, Police 428, Savage Actual 556, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Stirworks, Steve Henriquez, Tag Rung, The Big Maple, The Forklift Man, Vubula, Elysium Darkness, and Meep, but in Japanese. Thank you so much for your generous contributions to this dumbass show. We'll see you guys next time. Okay, bye.
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 Yeah, brother.